interviews. The following are transcribed from interviews recorded at Sri Ramanashramam. Chakubai Srinivasan. My father, Srinivas Iyer, was a lawyer in the High Court. My mother passed away when I was very young. My father left my younger sister, Shantabai, with his sister-in-law, Arugulakshmi, who was settled in Tiruvannamalai. When my sister was 4 years old, she was afflicted with polio. My father took her to Madras and put her under the care of an expert Ayurvedic doctor who treated her for 6 months. After this, she was able to walk, aided by a specially designed brace. My aunt and my father took Shantabai to Bhagavan and tearfully told Bhagavan that thereafter the child was his and that he should look after her. At that time, she was just 4. Bhagavan blessed her and told my father not to worry about her future, that she would marry at the age of 18 and prosper in life. Although these comforting words of Bhagavan soothed my father, yet he had his doubts. My sister was again left with my aunt at Tiruvannamalai. She would visit Bhagavan daily and play there. Once there was a cry from the garden and Bhagavan said, "It is Shantabai's voice," and sent someone to fetch her. My sister was reeling with pain. She came to Bhagavan crying and said that a bee had stung her hand. Bhagavan took her hand and caressed it. Immediately, the pain of the sting vanished. Being innocent, the child told Bhagavan, "Why did you make me cry so long? If you had wanted it, you could have stopped it then and there." My aunt, who was there at the time, was shocked at the audacity of my sister's complaint. However, Bhagavan smilingly asked what she had done to the bee before it stung her. She said that she was pelting stones at the mangoes and one of the stones disturbed the bee. Bhagavan smilingly said to her, "You see, the stone you threw hurt the bee and so it stung you. So hereafter, never harm anyone." Young as she was, she understood what Bhagavan meant and thereafter never hurt any living being. Later, whenever she recalled this incident, she felt grateful to Bhagavan for giving her this lesson on non-violence. Later on, as Bhagavan predicted, when Shantabai turned 18, a boy came from Trichy and, after seeing her, insisted that he would marry only this girl. The marriage went off well and her husband was very kind to her. She felt that it was all due to Bhagavan's blessing. Once, when my sister was about 9, she was in Madras. Suddenly, she started crying and came and told my father, "Father, Bhagavan appeared to me and took leave of me, saying, 'Child, I am leaving the world, but I will always be with you, so do not worry.'" Hearing this, my father slapped her for uttering these inauspicious words. But my sister kept on sobbing and refused to have her dinner at night. Early in the morning, my father opened the newspaper, and there the Mahasamadhi of Bhagavan was reported. Only then did my father realize the purport of my sister's words, and realizing that she had the blessings of Bhagavan, he never scolded her again. As for me, whenever I came to Bhagavan during summer holidays, I used to keep on watching his eyes, which never blinked. When I reported this to my aunt, she would say, "Because he is Bhagavan, he never blinks his eyes like we do." Since I was associated with Bhagavan from a very young age, I feel his guidance at every moment of my life. Even in everyday matters, he helps me.